stars of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Say, have you been getting as excited and steamed up as I have about the remarkable instrument Jack Armstrong is carrying on his adventures? Well, I mean the mechanical pedometer Jack uses to measure the mile he travels through the Philippine jungles. I'll bet you'd like to own a pedometer like Jack's, too.
And golly, I don't blame you.
It's just about the handiest instrument a fellow or girl could want. Just think of it. Here's a small metal case, not much bigger than a pocket watch, fitted out with a special mechanism that registers every single step you take, adds up the steps into miles and fractions of miles, and shows you the distance you walk any place you want to go. Now, maybe you've seen pedometers for sale in stores. You wanted to carry one on hikes and camping trips, but they cost a lot of money, and so you couldn't buy one. Well, what do you say to this? I'm going to arrange for you to own a genuine automatic pedometer like the one Jack Armstrong carries. A pedometer that is just as accurate, just as reliable, mile for mile, as other more expensive pedometers you may have seen. And you're going to get this fine Jack Armstrong pedometer for only 10 cents in cash and the top from a package of Wheaties. Boy, I wish you could see the Jack Armstrong pedometer. See what a handsome, well-made, sturdy instrument it really is. Why, all you've got to do is look at it just once, then give it a careful test on your next hike or walking expedition, and I know you'll agree that Jack Armstrong pedometer is great stuff. This Jack Armstrong model is made entirely of metal, finished in gleaming nickel plate, with a three-color instrument dial. As you walk, the dial slowly turns, checking off the miles you travel, very much like the speedometer on an automobile. The pedometer, which is fitted with a special clip that attaches to your pocket or belt, gives mileage readings adjusted to your own individual stride. What's more, the case is embossed with a nameplate where you can print your own name. Now, I don't need to tell you that our supply of these dandy pedometers will be snapped up in a hurry. Thousands of fellows and girls will want them, and if you're going to be among the first in your crowd to carry a genuine automatic pedometer on hiking and camping trips, you've got to act fast, and I mean fast. Now remember, the Jack Armstrong pedometer is yours for only 10 cents in cash and a Wheaties box top. Here's how to send your order. Get a package of Wheaties, those extra good flakes of real whole wheat, and cut the top off the Wheaties package. Put this Wheaties box top in a stamped envelope with a 10-cent piece and your name and address. Then, mail to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you got that, one Wheaties box top and one dime, 10 cents in cash, with your name and address. Send to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, don't wait until the supply is all gone. Get your pedometer now while the getting's good. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Jack and Billy and Uncle Jim have just surprised the Filipino tribesmen who guarded the rear entrance to a large cave in the hill country, the Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. In this cave are hidden a large supply of smuggled rifles, which the hostile tribes of Zamboanga had planned to use in an uprising against the U.S. Army troops. The main entrance to this cave is on the other side of the hill and is guarded by one of the hostile tribes. Melua, disguised as a Moro peddler, is somewhere in the cave, as is also Lieutenant Rawlings, who's held prisoner. Right now, as Jack and Uncle Jim tie and gag the sentry, they're keeping a sharp lookout downstream for signs of another hostile tribe, led by Karang, who is pursuing them. Listen.
There, Uncle Jim. This tribesman won't bother us. I've got his wrist tied behind his back.
That should hold him, Jack. How about that gag, Billy? You got it fixed so he can't shout for help?
He won't shout for anything, Uncle Jim. He'll be as quiet as a mouse as long as we keep that gag in his mouth.
Fine. Now, where's Betty? I told her to stay in those bushes until we took care of the sentry.
Here I am, Uncle Jim.
You can join us now, Betty. Pick up that bowler we took from the sentry and throw away. Be careful with it. It's a mighty sharp weapon.
What do we do now, Uncle Jim? Karang and his men will be in sight in just a minute or two.
We're going to carry out our original plan, Billy. We're going to hide in the back entrance to the cave until the soldiers come to rescue Lieutenant Rawlings.
But maybe Karang will know about this secret entrance to the cave, Uncle Jim.
We'll have to take a chance on that, Betty. Let's see now. That little back end should be hidden behind those bushes just above us.
That's where it is, Uncle Jim. Billy and I saw it just before this sentry appeared.
Good. We'll get up there and into the back of the cave right away. Give me that bolo, Betty. I want to look as fierce as possible so our prisoner won't give us any trouble.
Well, here's the bolo, Uncle Jim. Why, but I'd hate to fight anybody who had one of these things in his hand.
So would I, Betty. Now we'll see if this native understands the sign language of the bolo. Come along, you. We're going up into that cave.
He sees what you're pointing at, Uncle Jim. See how surprised he looks.
Jumpin' Jiminy, I'll bet he's surprised. He wouldn't expect us to be going into the cave where the rifles are hidden and where Lieutenant Rawlings is prisoner and where all of the other tribesmen are.
But then he doesn't know what we know, Billy. He doesn't know that in just about 1 minute, Kaurang and his men are going to come up that creek looking for us.
He gets the idea. He's standing up now. I'll stay in front of him, Jack, to make sure he doesn't make a break when we get inside the cave. You and Billy stay behind him to keep him from making a break back to the creek. You stay with me, Betty. Come on.
Jack, I hope Manuel was right when he said the back entrance to this cave was a natural tunnel. It'd be just too bad if we popped inside the entrance and found ourselves right in the big cave.
Well, that would be a bad break, Billy. But this entrance is so small that it must be just a small tunnel.
Look, Jack. Uncle Jim is giving Betty a hand up that steep slope. We'd better keep an eye on this native and see that he doesn't try any tricks.
I'm watching him. He can't do much with his hands tied behind his back. There, Betty's up. They're going through the bushes that hide the entrance.
Be careful with these bushes when you come through, Jack. We don't want to break them or disturb their natural appearance.
Well, be careful, Uncle Jim. Say, Billy, where's my pedometer? It isn't on my belt.
Well, don't you remember? He gave it to the sentry to look at, Jack, when we were trying to distract his attention.
That's right, Billy. He had it when Uncle Jim surprised him from behind. He must have dropped it at the same spot. I've got to go back and get it.
But holy smoke, Jack. Kaurang and his men will be in sight almost any moment.
We can't afford to lose that pedometer, Billy. Uncle Jim.
What is it, Jack?
I think that sentry dropped my pedometer during that scuffle. Don't you think I'd better go back and look for it?
Perhaps you had, Jack. That pedometer's going to be very useful when we get into the interior. I'll wait here and keep an eye on our prisoner. Make it fast.
I'll be back in a minute, Billy.
I'll come with you, Jack.
You'd better hurry. If Kaurang gets here before we get in this cave, it's going to be too bad for us.
Come on, Billy. We'll slide down there in half a jiffy. Watch this loose stone.
I don't see any sign of Kaurang and his men down the creek yet, Jack.
Neither do I, Billy. Look, there's the pedometer right below us. I hope it didn't get broken when he dropped it on that rock.
Ooh, that's a pretty tough instrument to break, Jack. Just think what it's been through since we got it.
Here we are. Let's see if it's still working. Yep, it still registers when I move. Listen, Billy. I'm going to wait out in the creek a little and find out if I can see around the bend. Maybe Kaurang and his men have reached the creek and are coming here now.
Okay, Jack, but hurry.
It won't take a second, Billy.
What's Jack doing, Billy?
He's going out in the creek to see if Kaurang is coming, Uncle Jim. Do you see anything, Jack?
Not yet, Billy. Wait a minute. There are a couple of men coming this way. They're looking along the edge of the bank to pick up our tracks.
Suffering catfish, come on back, Jack. We've got to get into the cave before they get here.
You bet I'm coming back. You start back up, Billy. I'll be right behind you.
Okay, Jack. I'll tell Uncle Jim.
Did Jack see anyone, Billy?
He saw two men, Uncle Jim. They were looking along the edge of the creek for our tracks.
They won't find any there, but hurry up. Jack's climbing up behind you.
Billy, will I get in sight before Jack gets back up here?
Oh, I don't know, Betty. I didn't see him. I don't know how far away they are.
Come on through these bushes, Billy. Here's the entrance to the cave right here. It's just a hole in the cliff. Don't break off any bushes.
Oh, I do wish Jack would hurry. If Kaurang sees us, there won't be anything we can do.
Look out, Betty. I can't get through this hole while you stand there. Shoot, but it's dark in here. Where's Uncle Jim and the sentry?
Here I am, Billy, standing by our prisoner. Is Jack almost up?
I'll be up in half a jiffy, Uncle Jim.
Here, Jack. Crawl through the bushes right here. Watch your step.
This is a small one, isn't it? These bushes keep out so much light, I can't see much.
Oh, there you are, Uncle Jim.
Move over a little, Jack. I want to be able to see out from these bushes. How many men did you say there were?
I just saw two men, Uncle Jim. I think one of them was Yates. I couldn't be sure. I didn't want to give them a chance to see me.
Were they coming right here, Jack? Do they know where we are?
They haven't even picked up our tracks yet, Betty.
Kaurang lost our tracks as soon as we hit the creek. He knew that we waded along the creek, either upstream or downstream. So he probably has men searching in both directions until they pick up our tracks again.
Good Lord, Hemlock, Uncle Jim. Do you think they'll pick up our tracks right below us here?
I hope not, Billy. The shore's all rocky there, and we wouldn't leave any tracks. But if they hunt around all day, they'll find something to tell them where we've gone.
But maybe the soldiers will find the cave first, Uncle Jim. They must be on the way by this time.
It may take them a little while to find this cave, Betty. And in the meanwhile, we've got to make sure that no harm comes to Lieutenant Rawlings.
We've got to find Manuel, too, Uncle Jim. We've got to tell him that Kaurang and Yates have come. It won't be safe for Manuel when they discover his disguise.
No, but how on earth will we ever find Manuel so we can warn him?
Look, Uncle Jim, there are those two men coming up the creek now. You can see them through the bush that hides this hole in the cliff.
One of them is Yates. The other's some tribesman.
They're coming pretty fast, Uncle Jim. They'll be in front of this cave in just a minute.
The faster, the better, Betty. They won't pick up any tracks at the rate they're moving. They probably think we're still waiting in the creek stream somewhere.
There's some more men coming up the creek. And look, there's some men coming into view on the far side of the creek.
They're spreading out, Jack. They don't know whether we crossed the creek or not.
But what will we do if they find our tracks, Uncle Jim?
We'll just back up into this tunnel and try to hide from them, Betty.
Jumping crickets, it's a pretty small tunnel to hide in. It's only about 8 feet high and a couple of feet wide.
Oh, but it may spread out when it gets under the hill further, Billy. There may be all sorts of side tunnels in this cave.
We know that it must go into the big cave where the smuggled rifles are hidden. And that's probably where Lieutenant Rawlings is held prisoner.
Maybe Manuel is in the big cave now, Uncle Jim.
I suspect he is, Betty. He'll find a chance to talk to Rawlings if he can.
But how far is the big cave from this back entrance?
Oh, it must be quite a distance, Billy. It's on the other side of the hill, you know.
Quiet now. Don't speak above a whisper. Yates and that tribesman are getting close to us.
We'll soon find out if they know about this secret entrance to the cave.
I think we'd better explore this tunnel a little and see what we've got under this hill.
Let Billy and me do it, Uncle Jim. We'll go into it just as quietly as we can. And you can stay here and guard this sentry.
Hey, that's a swell idea, Uncle Jim. You'll let us, won't you?
All right, Jack. You and Billy go as far as you safely can under this tunnel and see what you can find out. If Corral and his men discover our tracks, we'll need some place to hide.
What are we waiting for, Jack? Come on.
Just a minute, Billy. You and Jack have to be as careful as you've ever been in your lives. Remember that somewhere under the hill, this tunnel opens into the big cave. There's sure to be some fierce tribesmen in that cave. And if they ever suspect that somebody's come in through the secret entrance, then it's all up.
Well, be careful, Uncle Jim. I won't use this flashlight except when I have to. And I'll keep it shielded with my hand then. If we can get to where we can see inside the big cave without being seen, we'll take a look and then come back.
All right, Jack. I'll be right here with Betty and my prisoner.
Come on, Billy. Be careful now. Pick up your feet so you won't stumble over any loose rock.
Jack, you'd think I was always stumbling over something.
No, Billy, but this is one time when we just can't stumble over anything. Especially when we get close to the big cave.
It's getting pitch dark, Jack. Chimney crickets, part of the wall got my knee. Can't you use your light very carefully?
I'll flash it out just a second at a time, Billy. There. Does that help any?
It'd help more if you didn't keep your hand over the light, Jack.
I have to do that, Billy. We don't know how close we are to the big cave. If we're too close and I flash the light full, someone may see it. Watch it. This tunnel's turning.
Ouch. Oh, I got the other knee this time. I guess I'd better turn with the tunnel, Jack.
It's turning quite a bit. I can't even see the spot of light through the bushes where Uncle Jim is. Hey, Billy, what's that?
What, Jack? I don't see anything.
But don't you hear something, Billy? Don't you hear some footsteps way ahead of us, coming toward us?
Jumping chimney, gee whiz, yes. I hear them, Jack. Somebody is coming this way. What are we going to do?
We're going to stay right here and wait for him, Billy. And when he comes, then we're going to jump him. Quiet now. Don't make a sound. We'll take him by surprise.
Say, who is that person coming along the dark tunnel under the hill? Why has he left the big cave to come to the secret entrance in the back? I don't have to tell you that there are going to be exciting things happening in that cave very soon. And don't forget that Carrong and his men are still trying to pick up the tracks of Jack and the others. If they do, well, that cave is going to be too small for everybody concerned. So be on hand at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zomboang Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, don't miss this big chance to get yourself a genuine automatic pedometer like Jack Armstrong's. Send a dime, 10 cents in cash, with one Wheaties box top and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'll promise you some of the best fun you've ever had when you get your pedometer. Ask for Wheaties and send today.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of our brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.